Penguin Audio presents The Little Book by Selden Edwards. Read by Jeff Woodman. This is the story of how, through a dislocation in time, my son, Frank Standish Burden III, the famous American rock and roll star of the 1970s, found himself in Vienna in the fall of 1897. It is a complicated story, full of extraordinary characters and wild improbabilities. Rather than dwell on those improbabilities or the parts that require more thought and explanation, I will simply tell you what I know, exactly as I know it, and let you sort out the pieces for yourself, forgiving a 90-year-old woman her various lapses of memory. As an aged poet once said, I do not remember all the details, but what I remember, I do remember perfectly. And you will forgive this very subjective narrator her need to describe herself in the third person as just another character in this remarkable tale. It is, after all, my son who is the center of this narrative. The world, of course, knew him as Wheeler, a name he acquired in the early 1950s playing boys' baseball in the Sacramento Valley of California. Exactly how, we will come to later. So, Wheeler it will be, as I reconstruct for you his story. Flora Zimmerman Burden, Feather River, California, 2005. Part 1. The Connectedness of All Things. Chapter 1. Arrival. Wheeler Burden didn't think of visiting Burgasa 19 until the third day in Vienna. Or at least there's no mention of it in the journal he kept with meticulous care from almost the moment of his arrival. The first days he spent adjusting, you might say, to the elation of newness, and to the spectacle of this city he knew so well in theory but had never actually visited. Then the practicalities settled on him, followed by a deep feeling of displacement. Wheeler was a long way from home, with no means of either identification or support. But before the gravity of the situation set in, he was almost able to enjoy himself. Much of the first day, of course, he was busy marveling at his mere presence in such a magnificent and imperial city. It was 1897 Vienna, after all. The first hour, we learn from the journal, he spent clearing the fog from his mind and pulling himself painfully back to full awareness, emerging from the miasma of what seemed like a long, uneasy sleep, and from the catastrophic, precipitating event he was nowhere near ready to remember. In the first moments, Wheeler could only stare vacantly at the handsome men in dark coats and top hats, finely adorned women in long dresses with tightly corseted waists and well-defined poitrines, military officers in ornate and colorful regalia, workers carrying lunchboxes. Everywhere there were horse-drawn carriages of all sorts and tall, elegant marble facades of the grand buildings for which Vienna, at the end of the century, had become renowned. You do need to know that Wheeler Burden had never been to Vienna per se, but had traveled there many times before in his mind. He could speak German as a result of a natural fluency with languages, and he had a general grasp of the manner in which a young man in fin de siècle Vienna was expected to carry himself, both a result of what now seemed like careful training in the hands of his wise old mentor, the venerable Hayes, whom we will encounter momentarily. In fact, after some reflection, you might conclude that, as with so many heroes who were invited on extraordinary journeys, Wheeler's way had been prepared. Sometime after his mysterious arrival, in pulling together his initial impressions, Wheeler would detail in his journal his first moments on the Ringstrasse, the broad and magnificent boulevard that encircled the city, as awakening from a great sleep, floating between oblivion and consciousness. Anesthesia was an experience he had been through twice, once having his tonsils removed as a child, and once in adulthood in 1969, during surgery to repair a spleen ruptured by an angry Hell's Angel at a well-publicized rock concert riot. This time, he was not...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?